This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute.
Hey, boo.
It's me, Roz. Oh, my God. I went on a ghost tour this weekend. Shout out to Darcy, who listens to Ghosted, and was my lovely tour guide. And she, you might remember when I had Patton Oswalt on, he was telling me that he has a friend that does a tour in Orange County. Well, that was Darcy, and she took us around the Kellogg House, which is a historic Victorian home that is gorgeous and haunted. And I had so much fun with my friend Tipper. We didn't really have like anything crazy paranormal happen, which is fine. You know, we were on a tour with like a bunch of people, but it was so cool. And I highly recommend, if you happen to be in Southern California, go on Darcy's tour. Darcy knows what she's doing. She knows her stuff. And there were people on the tour that said that they had some paranormal happenings. I brought my EMF meter. You know, I don't leave home without a little bit of my ghost hunting equipment. Had to pull it out of my purse. And there was a little bit of movement on that thing. I'm not going to lie. It seemed like there was a ghost around. I'm hoping to go back because I want to get in there and get to the bottom of it. I have on today, since it is Pride Month, two of the gayest people that I know. They're very gay. In fact, they have a company called Very Gay Paint. They're hilarious comedians. They're a real life couple named Nick Shepherd and Jensen Titus. And they're friends of mine. And I think they're so funny. And they also paint people's houses, like they paint murals, and they do it in a lot of famous people's houses. In fact, they've had a couple of our past podcast guests, they've painted their homes. They painted Busy Phillips's, they painted Bonnie McKee's. The list is long. I mean, Lance Bass, Darren Criss, they haven't even been doing this that long. Trixie Mattel, they're on her new show on Discovery Plus, Trixie Motel. Their social media is so fucking funny. I highly recommend following them. They make the funniest videos, and their art is gorgeous. And they're gorgeous. They're just like the ultimate follow. This is not an episode where you're going to learn anything paranormal. And I don't know that you'll even be creeped out, but it's just silly fun. Trigger warning, we do talk about sports. So you've been warned that that comes up. Last time I saw the two of them, we did a show together and Nick was being, well, we were all being heckled. And then Nick was on stage as this heckler was being removed. And she threw fries, the chili cheese variety of fries, at Nick on stage. And then I had to go on stage after with chili cheese fries all over the stage. Anyway, we might reference that a time or two in this episode. So that's what that's about. It's also an interesting conversation because one is a skeptic, Nick, and Jensen is a believer. So it's an interesting little hearing two sides of the conversation. If you do want to learn about paranormal stuff, go on over to patreon.com/rozdrezvelez. Link in description, where I've got my episodes every week and fun little videos every week. And I just did an episode about Arkansas, which turns out has a lot of weird, creepy stuff going on there. And then since I go in alphabetical order of states right now, I'm going to do a full-length episode about California this week. And hopefully I'll find some places to talk about that I've never been that I will be going soon. Oh, and something else. This episode we recorded in studio, and there's a video of it. So you can watch the video on YouTube. I'll post the link on my social media if you just can't wait. Hopefully it'll be up by the time this episode drops. It's, you know, just type in Ghosted by Roz Hernandez and same title as this podcast episode. You'll be able to find it. Okay, here is my conversation with Nicholas Shepherd and Jensen Titus of Very Gay Paint. On with the show. Okay, Jensen and Nick.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure.
So I am joined by a believer and a skeptic.
Yes.
Hello.
And they are a real life couple.
It's true.
And I have a feeling that this video and audio, it's going to be going around as skeptic destroys two believers.
And then you guys throw chili cheese fries on me.
And
end.
We will. Well, we I'll get a ghost ready, yeah. to throw them at you.
Absolutely.
Hyping
a poltergeist.
I would love that.
Okay, so explain to me what you guys believe. So let's start with the believer first.
Okay.
So Jensen, what do you believe and why do you believe it?
In regard to
the paranormal.
I will honestly believe anything. Truly, I will really take anything into consideration. And I think it's been recent because I've just been thinking about death a lot. And like the more I think about death, I'm like, what is going on? Why are we alive? There's no answers anywhere for what happens before, after, anything. And so I'm like, yeah. It could be anything. And so then I'm like, yeah, there are probably ghosts. There are probably energies. There's probably some sort of creator. There's probably some multiverse. I'm like, I will go anywhere.
Because it's a fact that there's a lot of things that we don't know the answer to.
So, like, literally no one knows what happens when you die.
And that's why, to me, it's always more fun just to be like, why not be,
yes.
like, a spooky thing that can walk through a wall?
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah, there are probably ghosts. Why not?
Yeah.
So I'm okay. More of a why not girl.
Skeptic Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of death, right, so we don't know what happens. We don't know. And that we become ghosts is something that could happen.
Yeah.
But I really believe in, and we were talking about energy earlier, I believe in the transfer of energy. I believe that, like, right, there's the scientific law, it can't be created or destroyed. So the energy that is in us when we die does go somewhere. I think the
ghost
idea that it...
somewhere.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. It does ghost somewhere.
And now it's been said.
Wow.
I'm convinced. You know, because words are
well, that was easy.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys
really
for tuning
great to
in.
Be here.
This was really a blast.
You know, I
think,
okay, sorry. Keep going, though.
Oh, so I think it goes somewhere, right? It changes. I believe, I mean, ultimately, realistically, we die physically. We become mushrooms, right? We become all this different stuff that we see in the environment. The energy that we have goes somewhere. But the idea that it goes somewhere that we, as still living people, would perceive in a way that is familiar, I think is a little self-centered. I think that that energy would go somewhere and appear as a voice or as an image that is perceptible to us in a really familiar way just seems far-fetched. Is it impossible? No. But I think if I die and I'm coming back the way that I used to look and talking the way that I used to talk, I must not have moved on to something very exciting.
What's going on with you? Why are you believe this stuff? Have you had ghost experiences of your own?
I only had, when I was, like, younger, I was, like, in the garage going to get, like, a Coca-Cola from the fridge. And it was, like,
this
I didn't
is in
turn
your
the,
home?
This was in my home in Santa Clarita, and I was maybe, like, 10, and I didn't turn the light on because I was, like, I know how to get to the fridge. But I was, like, going to the fridge, and I felt something, like, behind me, and I was, like, what? what is that? And then I felt like this cold chill on my neck. And I like ran to the fridge and I opened it, the light. And then I was like, there's nothing behind me. But I was like, I felt something. And I ran back in. And that was like the only time I experienced something like ghostly.
But it made you a believer.
I mean, so many things have made me a believer.
But was the house haunted?
I don't know. I mean, other than that, I don't think so. Not that I remember, but like, no, I don't think so. I think I've also had other experiences with stuff when I was a child, where some like fun stuff would happen that could have been ghostly, but I wasn't afraid. It was just like, this is interesting. Like, I'd see like pictures moving and stuff.
In the same house?
No, in a different house. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me.
They're following you. This is common, right? Yeah. For a ghost to follow a person.
It could be. Or you could be the one controlling it.
I don't even remember what that was.
Okay. So everyone listening, so sorry. Jensen was talking about the powers that he has, where he can move paintings on walls, and then our power just went out.
Yeah. So what can I say? So careful and don't mess with me.
The spirit is following you.
I will say, okay, I want to ask you two, and then also just listeners, has anyone ever experienced like a plant just like moving? Like you're like sitting there and it's just like a plant like moves and you look over it, it's like shaking.
Well, it is a living creature.
Yeah.
But it twitches like kind of intensely.
This doesn't sound supernatural to me.
But I'm like, that's crazy to me. It just shifts like a lot. It's just like sitting there. It's like,
well, they grow so slowly, and then gravity at some point is going to act differently when it gets to a certain heaviness as it's growing. It
you're just no fun. I like I like what Jensen has to say.
I just think you're being so
gravity
silly.
Actually is going to have an effect on the...
Well, I actually saw a table scoot over when someone bumped it
yeah,
once.
Yeah, what's more fun?
I thought the voice I was doing was great.
Guys, have you ever heard of the Pfister Hotel?
P?
P-F-I-S-T-E-R.
No,
never.
Can I tell you about the Pfister Hotel?
Yeah, I love their vaccine.
No, it's not Pfizer. Pfister. Or is it the Pfister? No, I think it's called
the
Pfister.
Pfister.
It's definitely Pfister. Yeah.
It's definitely Pfister. Okay, I want to tell you about this. I did a lot of research about the Pfister Hotel,
okay,
which is in Milwaukee. And it's like it's actually like the hotel in Milwaukee.
Okay.
It's like super elegant. It's where when musicians come to town, it's where they usually stay. Very elegant. I found a video on YouTube of Miley Cyrus there talking about how amazing the chocolates are that they put on your pillow. Oh. But it's really haunted. Like super haunted. Like a lot of people report this. So it was built in 1893 for $1 million, 307 rooms, gorgeous view of Milwaukee. It was originally founded by Charles Pfister and his father. Why are you laughing?
What
do you
mean, why are we laughing?
I was laughing at gorgeous view of Milwaukee.
Which is hilarious.
That's funnier than Pfister.
And his father, Guido Pfister.
Wait,
that's so
drag.
Good.
Why are you that's laughing?
Are you kidding me? Guido Pfister?
It's a great name.
That's an incredible name.
Okay.
It's also you know how people used to get their names from their occupations?
Guido Pfister.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Okay, so.
Okay, sorry.
It was widely reported, it has been widely reported that the second floor is the most haunted by the ghost of Charles Pfister himself.
Wow.
And he's been seen on the staircase going up to the second floor. But maybe the most famous reason that it's haunted is because of reports from Major League Baseball players. Because when Major League Baseball players come to town to play the Milwaukee Brewers,
uh-huh,
they usually stay there. And there are all these articles of these grown man Major League Baseball players they have crazy stories. You guys are Major League Baseball fans, right?
We're huge MLBers.
Yeah, I don't miss a game MLB in the whole heads league. I go to every game.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So here's some stories that you would know who these people are. So Bryce Harper,
who...
Of course.
He's a right...
Bryce Dallas Harper.
Yeah. Well, he's a right fielder for the Philadelphia...
Flyers.
Phillies,
of course.
Close. So he tells a story that he laid out his clothes on the table the night before. He woke up and his clothes were on the floor. And the table had been moved to the opposite side of the room against the wall.
Okay, that's a big one.
And it made him go down to the front desk and he was like, I need to go to a different room.
Yeah.
That's, whoa. I mean, that's he was scary. On the second floor?
I don't know what floor he was on. But if you think that Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia...
Phillies.
If you think he's the only one, there's also Carlos Gomez, who's now retired, but of course he was an outfielder for several teams. But he heard disembodied voices while he was taking a shower in his room. He heard static playing from his iPod. See, the craziest part of the story is that this happened last year.
Yeah.
This must have been a long time ago. But so he grabbed his iPod and he ran to the lobby, reportedly without even putting his clothes on. He just ran. This is what the internet told me.
Nude with an iPod.
Wow. Yeah. And he said, I got, like, there's a ghost in my room. So there's also G-Man Choi, who plays for the Tampa Bay.
Birds.
Tampa Bay Birds. The Rays. He says
that really close.
He likes the ghosts. Okay. And one time a ghost gave him a hug.
Okay.
And another time
he must be so lonely.
Another time a ghost whispered in his ears, sweet nothings. Well, they didn't say that, but it whispered something in his ears.
This is the loneliest man in the world.
And he said he likes it.
This is at the Pfister?
This was at the Pfister. This was in one of the rooms at the Pfister.
It was both of the Pfister. Do we have a Pfister act?
The Pfister act. Do we have reports on what Charles Pfister looked like?
Yeah, we could probably pull up a picture of Charles Pfister.
There are some new reports on what he looked like.
Well, I was like, you know, if everybody saw the same Pfister, you know what I mean?
Right. A Pfister can look like anything.
Or it could be a Pfister sister.
Pfister sister.
Ow.
I believe this is Charles Pfister. This is what came up on Google. So
I'd take a hug from him.
Well, I mean, just I don't think I would want him whispering to me. I don't want to take a hug from him. I don't want him making static in my Zune.
That's the thing with this place. All hotels, if you believe in this stuff, so I'm talking to you.
Thank you.
It's believed that places with a lot of traffic, a lot of energy, particularly hotels, people tend to die in hotels. Yeah. Especially, it's been open since the 1800s, so who knows?
Right.
Who really knows? Because it seems like this is happening in the rooms. So it's not just Charles Pfister or Guido Pfister.
That is a keeper. That is a keeper for up here.
Now, I got some more for you. Retired pitcher Colby Lewis allegedly saw a skeleton apparition one night, and he was so freaked out that he saw the team chaplain and missed a radio interview the next day because of it.
Well, he saw, the team chaplain?
Yeah. Like,
what's a chaplain?
Like a clergy.
Like a minister, like a pastor kind of.
And they have one hired for the team. He saw the team chaplain?
Yeah, I think that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I do think that is a thing.
Depends on also like where your team is. Like,
sure.
If you're in the Bible Belt, you probably got a team.
Your team definitely has a chaplain.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to look up. I mean, I'm sure you guys could answer this for me, but I just wanted to look up what teams.
While you're doing that, I do want to talk about the fact that the story is that a man heard static on his iPod and took it and ran naked to the front desk and said, There's static on my iPod.
Is this a genius bar?
That's what I was told. Now, maybe I could reach out to him and have him come on the podcast,
but that's what I heard.
Okay, so I wanted to look up Colby Lewis.
Okay.
And Colby Lewis is the one that had the story.
Did a porn star come up? Because that is a perfect porn star name.
There's a lot of Kobes in porn.
Oh, yeah.
But this was the one that saw the skeletal apparition. Colby the Cobra Lewis. And Colby Lewis is retired now, but played for he was a first round draft pick for the Texas
Boys.
He also played for the Detroit
Lemons.
But you were halfway there by the time I joined in.
I was, I know. I had one in my head.
And the Oakland
bitches.
Give it up for the Oakland bitches.
Can you imagine their mascot?
Yeah, I can.
I'm their mascot.
Yeah, it's Roz.
Wait, but Carlos Gomez, who's the one that heard the static on the iPod, I gotta look up what
I need to see a photo of him.
Yeah.
Nude running.
Him holding the iPod and
he's like,
nude.
Oh.
Okay.
And there are a lot of great Go-Go. Visuals.
So. Oh, wow. Carlos Gomez played for a lot of teams.
Okay.
So, Carlos Gomez played for the New York...
Yakos.
I mean, it's just Yankees. It's so
Yankees.
Easy.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not. There's a different New York team.
Oh, of course. So, it's the other one, which is the New York Criers.
New York Criers.
The Criers.
Yeah.
New York Mets.
I know the Mets. Yeah.
The Minnesota...
Nickelbacks.
We already did, well, the Milwaukee.
Oh, we already did it.
Oh, we already did it.
Whores?
The Houston.
Jackasses.
And the Texas.
Girlies.
The Texas girlies.
The Texas girlies. Oh, my God, I'm sweating. Okay, so that is pretty much what I got for you about the Pfister Hotel.
Do we have photos of any of these men?
Oh, well, here's a picture of
like a magazine
Carlos.
Full of men?
Yeah. Okay, Carlos.
Ooh.
Whoa,
that's
okay.
The man who was running down naked?
Yes.
That's what it says. Now, to clarify what I read online, added a little bit to the story.
Add a little spice.
It just says that without putting on his pants.
Oh, so maybe in his...
So maybe he was doing the Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
The Winnie the Pooh.
The Winnie the Pooh. But it says that there's also reports of players sharing rooms together so that they wouldn't be alone
because
they were so scared. This is widely known amongst professional baseball players. Also, hotel staff having claimed... Hotel staff have also reported calming them down after they freaked out in the middle. This is so sweet. Like, they were, like, freaking out, and the people are like, it's okay.
Boys, boys, boys.
Boys, it's okay. I know you play for the girlies.
Oh, the girlies.
I know. The girlies. But, and then also a few have reported that they won't stay there, and they pay their own way, and they stay someplace else.
Whoa.
When they're in town. And I saw, there's actually a video from... just September of 2021 of Megan Thee Stallion staying there, and she posted on Twitter this cute video with her entourage, and they're like kind of ghost hunting because they knew it was like the super haunted place.
I love her.
She is a blessing.
So many people theorize that it is Charles Pfister himself. I don't see much about Guido Pfister. I don't see much about Guido Pfister being a ghost, but they think that it's Charles Pfister looking out for his hotel, and... some think that whoever the ghosts are like to mess with the players that are from out of town so that Milwaukee will win.
So I think at the end of the day, we can say a lot of MLB players got fisted.
No, I think
what?
That's great. No, I love what you said.
What is wrong?
I think
watch
awesome.
The YouTube video to see the look that Nick gave
no,
me.
No, I think what you did rocked.
Whatever. You gotta have a button.
I thought you were going to say those MLBs were GAY, which would have been less good than Fisted. Yeah. We're working with letters.
You guys, have you ever heard about the phenomena that I'm obsessed with, which is people selling haunted dolls on eBay?
No.
Well, I have a treat for you. So it's this whole world of people selling what they say are haunted eBay dolls.
Okay. I can't wait to see them.
Now, not to sound like someone, but I honestly don't believe these very much.
Whoa, okay.
Most of the time. That being said, I do not want one in my house. I'm not going to test it out.
So there is a part of you.
Maybe. But I'm not so sure.
And Jensen, you're sold before even hearing about it.
Again, I'm going to say it. I will believe anything.
Well, let me read to you because a fun thing about this is that the sellers write a biography about the ghost inside of what they call vessels, but dolls.
Okay,
so this right here is Layla, and she is currently going for $70.
Oh, Oh, I love her hair.
Yeah. Describe Layla for
stunning,
us.
Gorgeous, fierce, sickening yeah. queen.
The hair is kind of all over the place. I mean, she...
The hair is giving like an 80s, like, big curl, perm vibe.
Yeah.
With like she's a cottage dress.
She's a tiny girl.
She is she's a tiny little girl.
She
tiny
is
girl,
tiny.
Baby doll dress.
And her arms are out bloomers. To the side with fists, like, clenched.
She has beautiful porcelain up. Skin. It's definitely giving, like, 1800s, 1700s kind of yeah. young, it, young girl.
And the face is like she just did like a, like oh. a tongue pop. Like,
oh, she did.
She saw something
definitely.
Super gaggy. Yeah.
She's gagging for sure. Uh-huh. The dress, I don't like the dress. I think that fabric is giving 90s couch.
It's faded too.
It's a little faded.
Wait, I love the description too. It was like Layla. It was like funny. Charming,
loving, very active. Well, let me read to you
discreet.
About Layla.
Discreet.
She can host. Okay, so this is Layla. It says, this little prankster is Layla.
Yes.
She's very active and can get pretty annoying if you don't know how to handle her. She loves being the center of attention and will do some shocking things to get it.
This is a description of Jensen.
I was going to say, this is literally this is
100%
me. What's the
Jensen?
Most shocking thing you've done to get attention?
I think I shit in a theater on stage.
You like real life all, on stage for real?
Nobody was there, but I did it just to do it
so you didn't
for my
get,
friends.
You didn't get attention.
I did for my friends,
but they weren't there.
They don't know. Everybody was there. We were all, and I was like, I'm gonna go behind the curtain and do it.
What?
Did it work? Did you get attention?
Yeah, they thought it was awesome.
They thought it was funny? Who are these friends?
Jensen, is this real?
I was in middle school.
Do you keep in touch with these people?
No, definitely not.
So wait, it wasn't that cool.
You well, actually did this in your middle school.
You guys asked me.
Did you get
what
so
I did?
Much trouble?
I didn't
trouble?
Say it was going to be That's good. All,
do you know health risks?
That's awful.
To have shit?
I wish
like
I
that.
Were dead and haunting really you guys right now.
Okay, let's get back to Layla.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. Me.
So, Layla, it always gets a little bit sad for like a second because they always make up like how these people die and stuff. But it says she passed away in her 50s, but a lady never reveals her age. So she won't tell me exactly how old she was when she passed away. She died during childbirth as her body was too old to handle the shock of it.
Oh my God.
But don't tell her that I told you that. She doesn't like to be called old. She is a spring chicken as far as we're concerned. I think she died over 100 years ago because of how she talks.
Dude.
There's more.
Okay.
Even though she was older when she passed, she manifests herself as a young child when appearing around my house. She likes to act like a child, too. She loves playing with toys with my dogs. She's a rather odd spirit with the way she acts. She will tell you that she was old when she died, but then she'll ask for more toys to play with. She likes crayons and will color you pictures when you're gone to show you that she missed you. She's very unique, but requires lots of attention to get by. She doesn't get the attention that she thinks she needs. She will start her pranks. She has called my phone before.
She has called my phone before.
Over and over on a restricted number until I figured out that it was her. She will move her vessel to places where you absolutely cannot miss her. She put herself in my fridge to get attention before. She even shit behind a curtain in a theater. No, it doesn't say that. I added that one. So, yeah. And then, of course, these always say, like, eBay forbids the sale of spirits and no paranormal activities guaranteed.
I'm not buying this.
What?
How is she embarrassed about, one, she was 50 and gave birth to a child, and that's what killed her. But she doesn't want you to talk about how old she is, but she'll tell you that she was old when she died. But then she'll start acting like a kid. It doesn't add up.
Yeah.
So that's your problem with the ghost inside of a doll that's for sale on eBay.
It's just unreliable narrator now, because we've got the seller saying that she doesn't want to talk about how old she is, and then saying that she'll offer up that she was old when she died. It just doesn't... You're lying.
Well, maybe this person knows her better, and so they've bonded, and she's like, you know, I was 50, but, like, don't tell anyone. Like, don't put it on eBay and have, like, an extremely popular podcast talk about it.
They have a really strong bond.
There's a disclaimer there for that, and the sale on eBay. cannot talk about this on a very popular podcast.
Doesn't say that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and do it.
I'm interested, honestly.
But she was a spring chicken. So for $70, if I bought this, would you guys house it?
I would house it for a week.
I kind of like that. If she is haunted by the ghost that is described, that sounds like a great
time.
I
like the energy.
Yeah.
It does sound fun. So you would be down with her prank calling you?
Yeah. Yeah. For a week. But then I think I would start to get annoyed and I'd be like, grow up.
Seriously.
I already have Jensen in my life, so I'm like used to mitigating this kind of energy all the time. I think I could handle it.
She hid herself in the fridge one time.
We wouldn't find her. Well, I haven't cooked in months and months.
I would find her in there, and I'd say, Layla, girl, Layla,
you're
acting up
crazy.
Again. I would do it.
Okay, well, if people want to send me money, I will buy this for the two of you.
Yeah, wow. And we will house her.
Wow, okay. Okay, that might happen.
Okay.
I'd do it, and then I would make a little video series about it.
Oh, yeah. We'd document
it. Oh, that's major.
Yeah, I
do. It's all about content, baby.
It's all about the content.
These days.
Stop making content.
Okay, there's one other thing that we like to do here. You want to hear some ghost voices?
Yeah, I do. I for sure do.
I'm really excited for this part.
Okay, it's time for EVPs or EV Police.
With VGP.
Have you ever heard of EVPs?
No.
EVPs, it's electronic voice phenomena. It's when ghost hunters capture what they believe to be a ghost speaking.
I have to be honest, I got scared right away.
That's what's going to get scarier.
Okay.
This is what they did with Whitney Houston's cover of Higher Love.
What are they?
Do you remember when that came out?
I don't.
They gathered up a bunch of all the clips that exist of Whitney Houston's voice and then made her sing the 80s hit Higher Love. Bring me to higher love. She did not sing it in real life. They made it happen.
Yeah, that is technology now.
Her ghost.
God, I just.
Is everything okay?
That is technology.
You have to know that happens to me on stage every other time I perform.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Constantly.
Well, this is why you don't drink bubbly when you do podcasts.
That might be because I don't remember the last time I did not have one beer before going on stage, and that is certainly what does it.
Yeah.
God. I think I'm always convinced that it's a ghost. I think that something just came through me. But, that is a technology nowadays where they can, like, take... What are they, like, deep fake or whatever? Yeah. Like, they can,
die, they're going to make a voicemail that I left for you being like, you little bitch, I never liked you.
Blame it on Layla.
Who's going to do that?
The people that made Higher Love.
Okay.
With Houston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, blame it on Layla. It was Layla calling.
She's a little prankster.
She's a prankster.
I like Layla.
So I go to YouTube.
Okay.
And I find alleged EVPs. And I'm going to play two of them for you.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you hear these ghosts saying.
Okay.
This first one was posted on YouTube by T-Tongue1, and it is in Oxford, Kansas. I don't know the location, but what do you hear the ghosts saying?
Okay. That was it?
Well, what do you want it to do?
I wanted a long thing, and it's like, then I'm listening to a full thought.
Are we able to listen to it one more
for
time?
Sure.
Is that allowed? It's okay if it's not.
Usually not, but for you guys.
Yes. Oh, God.
I heard look out.
Look out?
I did. I heard look out.
So, what about you, Jensen?
I heard like socks au grout.
Socks au grout.
Au gratin.
Yeah, I heard socks. This is what it sounded like to me. Socks au grout.
Socks au grout.
Or maybe like socks a crowd.
Oh, maybe socks on the ground.
Socks on the ground.
No, a crowd.
Socks a crowd.
Like
Nikki,
punches
you don't
a
know
crowd.
that's a thing that people say.
Socks a crowd.
Honey, she's serving socks a crowd.
Socks a crowd.
Socks a crowd the house down.
Socks a crowd, shoes a plenty.
Ochred?
Okay. Whatever. You hate me.
Okay,
today.
Let me play it again.
It's look out. It's giving look out.
I heard shocks this time.
Okay. She shocks the crowd.
She shocks the crowd.
Yes.
Okay, it's not, they did not believe, T-Tongue1 did not think it was either of those things.
Okay.
So let me give you some options.
Okay.
Is it A, shut up, you are so dumb. But like in a flirty way. Like, okay, shut up, you're so dumb. Is it B, I'll slap your face? Okay. Is it C, just great? Or D, just the sound of two people shuffling their feet while playing ping pong? Okay, let me play it again.
I hear. Sorry, I'm going to add an E and it's shocks the crowd.
So what do you think of those options?
I was getting shocks the crowd hardest.
Now it's in my head.
But it's like shocks the crowd.
Yes. It's a reviewer of one of your performances.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think of the four answers, probably just great.
That's what they believe.
Really?
Let me play it again now that we know that. Great.
Oh, now hearing it.
It's
like,
a spooky way to say that.
Yeah, that's a really spooky way to say it.
I want to hear it again. I kind of hear that. I don't know. I think it shocks the crowd.
I think it shocks the crowd.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
This one is from Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunters Society. And it's at a place called the Haunted Hydro, which is actually like one of those like haunted attraction places, like Halloween time situations. Yeah. But it's really haunted.
I want this to be a minute and a half.
It's not. Sorry to let you down. I've never heard one that long.
What is the name of the organization?
The Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunters Society.
Got it.
And this is in Fremont, Ohio. And what is this one saying? It's quick.
Okay, one more time.
Get some.
Yeah, I hear that.
Maybe Joseph.
Joseph. Why are all of these a half second long? People can't have a ghost talk for longer than that?
No.
This is making me
go. It takes a lot of energy for ghosts to do that.
It's making me go, nothing's real. Now I'm a skeptic. Yes. I'm like, this is bullshit.
God, I am really choosing like stuff from the internet. Okay.
He might also be saying, let's go.
Okay, let's hear.
I like Joseph. I want to believe that this is a community theater actor in a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
And
in Toledo. And they're saying, because you know, like when you do that show, you're like, yeah, I'm in Joseph. You don't say like, I'm in Joseph and the Amazing
Technicolor. Yeah.
Like Joseph.
Every ghost is in show business. Shocks the crowd.
Seriously.
Joseph.
Okay, well, let's play one more time. Joseph.
Joseph.
Okay, well, it's not those.
Okay.
Is it A, you suck?
Well.
B, get Sonic. Maybe they like Sonic. Maybe it's the Sonic guys.
It was a brand.
Those guys.
Yeah.
A branding, yes. Yeah. Sponsored content. Is it C, decide? Or D, piss on it?
I'm realizing that the unfinished business that I will have to do after I'm dead is going to be sponsored content.
Are deliverables.
Yeah, I'm going to have done some sponsored content that I'm contracted to do.
Sonic. Get Sonic.
We have to do a brand video that we're hearing a ghost say whatever the message is for the brand.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, I want to see a video that's like, com. You guys die, but you still have to do, one of you dies, and you still are contractually obligated to both do it together. So you get out a Ouija board.
And I get an EVP.
Yeah.
Jensen's with us tonight, and he really, really wants
die?
You guys to go. Well, you take more risks.
That's true.
Okay. They believe that it is D, piss on it.
Okay, let's hear.
Piss on it. It's giving Josiah for me now.
Josiah.
I hear get some.
I don't know why they chose piss on it.
Because don't they want us to believe whatever that they've decided it is? I feel like I would pick the less weird interpretation of it. Goofballs.
Okay.
It's Joseph.
He's in a production of Joseph in Toledo. He couldn't make the baseball team in Toledo, which is of course...
That's why all ghosts harass MLB players.
Right. The Toledo baseball team is the Toledo...
Ghosts.
Yeah.
The Toledo piss on it.
The Toledo piss on it.
The Toledo get Sonics.
The Toledo piss hornets.
The Toledo Josephs.
Oh my God, I'm sweating over here. Okay. No, I don't want to feel like we're just making fun of people that believe they've had paranormal experiences.
No, it's just people that upload 2-second videos of the EVPs.
EVPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's do one last thing. I just want to like say a bunch of paranormal phenomena and tell me your honest beliefs. We'll talk it out. Tell me if you've had an experience that comes up, anything like that.
Okay.
Psychics, where you at?
Yes.
Yes.
You believe in psychics?
I do believe in psychics.
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is shocking. Well,
I actually didn't know this. We've been together for 4 years.
I mean, I'm not saying psychics that can tell the future as much as like
mediums.
Yes. But and what I believe that is people that are more in tune with their subconscious. If things are subconsciously being communicated in energies, they're able to translate an energy better because they've unlocked more of their subconscious than the rest of us.
Whoa.
I feel like that goes against what you said earlier.
I don't think it does. I think it's the exact thing I said earlier. Please comment below, and we'll have a discussion in a couple years when I look at the comments.
Now, what about you, Jensen?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think my aunt is a medium.
Why?
They're super Jesus-y.
His aunt says some crazy stuff.
I love her. She is out there. But it's like all Jesus freaky. It's like, so it's not so like spiritual, like more like, you know, like tarot cards, but it's like super Jesus-y. But she'll like speak in tongues over me, and like she'll like command things with prayer. And
she
I'm like,
said that she was in
channeling
a,
something.
She was in a prayer group that predicted 9/11, yes?
That's a different episode. Okay. There is a lot there.
She says some stuff.
There is a lot I'm curious
about.
I think she's a medium. She's in contact with something.
She's certainly in contact with something.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. It's powerful.
Whoa, that's cool. So maybe that's transferred to you. A lot of times it's hereditary.
She also thinks that there's a gay demon inside of me.
Does she?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a gay demon
inside
of you?
Well, I mean,
I like to think I'm nice.
You too. What about like deja vu, synchronicities? Do you buy into any of that stuff, or you just let it go?
100%.
What do you mean by do I buy into deja vu? Like,
do you just go like, oh, that was just like whatever? Anyway,
I guess. Do you think it has meaning?
Yeah. Do you think it's?
No, I don't. I have yet to interpret it as having meaning. I do go like, oh, wow, I'm having deja vu. That's crazy. But that's really the most I examine it.
What about synchronicities? Like, are there things in your lives where you're like, that was too weird?
Like, it was like too much of a coincidence?
Yeah. I actually think that the two of you are a synchronicity.
There's a lot of really crazy stuff that we share, right? So we're both from, we met in Philadelphia, but prior to that, we had both gone to high school in Las Vegas. Did not know each other.
I almost went to the performing arts high school he went to.
We both have parents whose first child was a daughter who passed away very shortly after being born and then had only boys. We have a lot of like very bizarre similarities in our lives.
But didn't you guys like meet and then you just moved out like right away?
Immediately.
Yeah. Well, on our first date, I was like, I'm moving to Los Angeles.
And I was like, we're just hanging, like no strings attached vibes. And then
two months later, he was like, what if I came with you? I was like, let's do it.
And you guys are still together. Yeah. You work together.
Yes.
You live together.
We're the most codependent couple in showbiz, baby.
And you know, like, one of the craziest parts of your story is you hop off the plane at LAX with a dream and a cardigan, and who do you meet? Me.
Literally Ross.
Very soon. Like, what was it? The day or 2 days after we
moved
here?
It was like the week we moved here.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And you were saying that I was telling you guys that I'm about to start a ghost podcast.
Yeah. It was, I think, the next day you were going to start the podcast. You were like, I just got this podcast. Have you heard of Starburns Media?
Wow.
And we were like, we're clowns. And you were like, this is sweet that they are here.
Because my dad is a clown.
Right.
But more like a different kind of clown. Yeah. But like, yeah.
Isn't that wild?
So
synchronicity.
We're a throuple.
That's synchronicity.
Just the
okay.
three of us.
What about Bigfoot?
Okay. This is hard.
We would have seen him in more positions.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say
no. What do
you
mean positions?
We've only seen him in one position.
Yeah, like the classic. And then for people who are watching, you know, it's a...
Who has a bit about this?
But
Rachel Pegram has a whole thing about, why have we only seen... Where's Bigfoot going? Why have we only seen him like this?
Yeah.
It's just there's one famous video of him, but a lot of people say that they see him or her.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of people, that famous video, people believe that it's a she.
Because if it was a he, we'd be able to tell.
I mean, she's curvy. She does have boobs.
That's true.
She has gorgeous hair. If you really look at it, it's like luscious locks.
She's taking care of herself.
She is. And she's like, I'm not here for these men filming me.
Yeah, people she really doesn't believe sign a release form.
I think what turns me off most about it is that the culture around it feels very straight. And like,
yes.
On the documentary yeah. series. And so I'm also, I'm always like, no.
I don't want to go out in the great outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in
that. I think if a queer docu crew went and looked for Bigfoot, even if they didn't find her, I would believe
But that. I feel like if a queer docu crew went out, and that Bigfoot would be like, hey, girl.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. They'd be like, what's finally going on? Somebody I yeah. can talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, girl, I've been out here with these straights yeah. for years. Yeah.
Long cigarette.
Uh-huh. I'm like, I could find Bigfoot. I believe I would find Bigfoot if I didn't hate the great outdoors.
How would you look? Like, what would your first step be?
What outfit would you be in? How would you look?
I would probably wear like a fur coat.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you wear to find Bigfoot, Jensen?
I'd wear a jumpsuit, bright, so it'd attract, I don't know.
I would be fully nude, only holding my iPod.
Oh!
Static.
Yeah.
Maybe Bigfoot would like that.
It'd make her fall asleep. She's been waiting for a white noise machine.
I bet you she has an iPod. She hasn't been out. At least
she has a Zune. She has a Zune.
Yeah, she has a Zune.
She 100% has a Zune.
She has an MP3 player.
she never heard that Feist song that convinced everyone to get an iPod.
Bigfoot, I'm always like, I can find anyone. I can find anyone.
Go find her on Facebook.
Every time I've had a friend that's like, I just matched with this guy. He works at Chipotle, and his name is Carl. And I'm like, Carl Johnson, 114. Like, I could do
no.
it.
No.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know she's on the apps.
Yeah, so we know she's in the woods. We know she's got big feet.
Yeah.
I'll find her.
You'll find her. All you need
that's
is that.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Discreet, big-footed
woman. But
my
kryptonite, I don't know anything about, is that a thing?
Yeah,
My problem is I don't want to go outside.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like bugs.
Ooh, and there are a lot of them out there.
There's a lot. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, another one. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
I have not. No. And that really, the idea that does happen to people is really scary.
It's scary.
Very common.
Yeah. How powerless you must feel. Ooh. No.
No.
Have you watched the show Evil?
No.
It's on, I don't know, maybe Paramount Plus. It's fine. But there is a whole sleep paralysis storyline that they make very spooky, yucky, scary.
Well, because a lot of times people report seeing demon-like creatures.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I don't want that to happen.
Okay. What do you think of time travel? Do you think that it's possible?
Ooh.
I don't think that time travel is possible.
That is so interesting. I do.
Why?
I do because I don't know if we're able to do it in this physical form, but I do because there's like the who is that really smart guy? Einstein.
Oh boy. Right?
That's the one you gotta that's like the one.
It took you a second for that?
Yeah, but wait, who really broke it down? They were like, "Oh, it's like time is, well, first of all, time's a construct, right? And then it's like time is,
you're going to say flat circle?
Oh, my God. This is really, the Earth is flat. I'm kidding. No, can you imagine?
My aunt told me the Earth is flat. And it's ending in 3 weeks, so we have to get to the White House.
I will say one time I got a text that from my family that was like, take all your money out of the bank. Something really big is about to happen.
Oh, no.
I was like,
did you do it?
No, Hawaii. I didn't do it.
Oh, I hate that. I have so many times, like, not fallen for it, but it gets in my head where I've heard, like, they say that next year in July is going to be when the world ends or whatever. I cannot.
Well, you know what? In the end of 2019, they were telling me that there was a virus coming. And you know what I thought? That's very silly. That's not going to happen. And here we are.
You could have saved us.
Oh, well, anyone listening to NPR in December of 2019 could have saved us.
I don't listen to NPR, so I'm
I could have saved you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I do believe that time is not linear. And yeah. So I think you can time travel.
Because of it not being linear, that means to you that you can travel through it?
Yeah, because then it means that like everything is happening. Well, it's like that movie that I haven't seen, but the idea of like
everything, the time traveler's wife,
all at once. It's like time is all, it's happening everything at the same time.
Ross, have you seen Everything Everywhere?
Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I haven't even seen it.
I have
seen it. You
gotta
see it. Fantastic movie.
I wanna see it.
It's really good.
Beautiful movie. Yeah. Not about time travel.
Oh, great.
No. Not even a little bit.
But it is about, like, different dimensions.
Like multiverses, and, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a fully different thing from time travel.
Well.
No, please. No, say more.
A lot of people think that, like, a lot of people think ghosts, for example, are, like, from a different dimension and it, like, crosses over and...
Oh, that's an interesting theory, too, is that maybe they're not dead. They're just from another dimension. Nick,
right.
Don't make that
But,
face.
Like, in time travel, too, like, I think it's believed that you can go to a different dimension where it is now.
1950?
Also, yeah. What... why?
Have you not seen Back to the Future?
Yeah.
I've only seen The Time Traveler's Wife.
Okay, Back to the Future is this documentary that I saw.
Oh, great.
There are three of
queer
them.
Queer docu-crew or no?
Yeah.
No.
Queer-coded.
Queer-coded docu-crew. Yeah. It was a Harry Styles vibe, so all straight people, but really queer-coding.
Very much that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. Let's do... Do you think mermaids could be real?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that they're fucking scary. Yeah.
If they are real, they are certainly
they're,
scary.
They're, horrifying.
Or, like, fish top and lady legs.
Isn't it true that we know more about space than we do about the ocean? I could be making... This could be mentioned in the comments, and in a couple years I'll get back to you. I think that we
There's
know,
a lot of the ocean we don't know about.
I think we know less about the ocean than we do about space.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Which reminds me, I should ask you about UFOs.
Okay. I didn't look enough into it. I did watch a whole show that taught me nothing. Also really not credible on Netflix about the UFOs and the Pentagon who released and said, there's unidentified objects
videos
of. When that came out, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I think I believe that.
But what do you believe it is? Because so much of... Government, you know, I always trust the government.
For sure, you have to.
They're good
Very
guys.
Reliable.
Really good guys. They're sweet.
One, they're sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet guys.
Sweet guys.
Men.
Yeah.
And.
Always pranking you.
Whatever. You know, Layla
they keep calling
is.
Calling me on my phone. She's a government guy.
Layla is, yes. She's running for office. They are often like, yeah, there's unidentified stuff in the sky. They never say, like, they're from another planet. We know that they're aliens. Like, we know that... So they don't really know what it is.
Right.
But also in their report, wasn't there something where they were like, it's possible that some of what
anything's possible.
Experience is a hologram.
That was the same report?
I think so. I could be really making everything up.
You know, this is a podcast where people come to for facts.
Yeah. No, for sure. Can I just quickly play...
You just shocked the crowd.
He just said, "We come here for facts."
Shocks the crowd.
We come to this place for facts.
We come for facts. So, do you think that those things in the sky that the military and our trusted government,
gorgeous government,
beautiful, sweet boys,
has acknowledged the stuff that they've acknowledged exists? Do you think that they are aliens that live in another planet?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Humanoid creatures.
Maybe just living. I don't know if they're humanoid. Who knows? Who knows what's developing out there?
I think humanoid is a slim. It's a slim chance. Humanoid feels far fetched.
So then, what? Who's operating that?
Some sort of alien being.
Actress Nicole Kidman.
Actress Nicole Kidman is up there. We come to
decorated
this place.
Actress. We come to this place to go really fast and then stop and then go really fast again.
It feels good to. Abduct people in a place like this.
Yeah.
That's her coming to Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous spaceships on a silver sky.
Well, you guys, this has been so fun. I guess that's
so fun. I just want to say that this entire time I keep doing takes to the camera.
I've done it a few times too.
I just have really been enjoying that.
Yeah. Please, please comment if you noticed that and put the timestamp.
Please. I mean, just like our government, people on YouTube, lovely.
They are always some of the most incredible people.
YouTube is where all my sweet boys are. And if you're one of Nick's sweet boys, comment sweet
Go
boys
off
down below.
Sweet boys below.
Do you have a name for your listeners?
Sweet boys.
Sweet boys.
Sweet boys.
Hello, my sweet boys.
Hi, sweet boys. Well, tell people, you know, the stuff.
Yes. Follow us on, I think, basically any social media platform under Very Gay Paint.
We do comedy.
We do comedy. We have so a comedy show at the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles.
It's a monthly show, the last Friday of every month at 8 p.m.
Yes.
The Elysian is an amazing clown, like, experimental theater in Frogtown.
I don't know when this comes out, but regardless, stream the Trixie Motel on Discovery Plus. We're going to be on that. It comes
amazing.
Out June 3rd.
Amazing.
Yeah. Great. Roz, this was so
this was
fun.
Thanks
Thank you
for
so much
doing
for
this.
Us.
Yeah.
Wait, we gotta put the button
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One more time.
Wait, we shall lip sync it to the
okay.
camera.
Yeah.
Which, shocks the crowd.
Of course.
That's what
it is,
the ghost
the
is saying.
Shocks the crowd.
Shocks the crowd.
But there's also like the. Like I hear like a ping pong.
Yeah, it's probably that.
We closed out this segment.
Oh my God. Thank you to Nick and Jensen. Follow them on social media. At Very Gay Paint. Their videos are so funny. These guys are otherworldly talented. I'm a big fan. And also, while you're there, you can follow me at Roz Hernandez on Instagram, at It's Roz Hernandez on TikTok and Twitter. Please rate the show 5 stars. Give me a nice little review. Tell your friends. Write a ghost story in a 5-star review, or send it to me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. I want to do a listener episode, so put listener episode in the subject line with bullet points of your stories. Patreon.com/RozDresfiles, link in description, if you want to hear full-length episodes of me learning about paranormal stuff. And I will talk to you next week. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.